Blog Talk Radio.
Today, my friends, that in spite of the difficulties and frustrations of the moment, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out of the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a deserted state, sweltering with the heat of injustice and oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. This is an excerpt from Martin Luther King's Jr. soul-stirring speech given in August 1963 on the steps of Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. And I see it fitting to share with you today because of a dream that I personally have. Those of you who had joined me prior to my going on vacation heard me mention that I'm sure God was taking me to Jamaica for a reason. And it is rightfully so. He took me there not only for vacation, but to open my eyes to many things that needs to be done there. And I'm going to be talking with you later on about that. I want to thank Excel Neutra. I'm going to mess that up. So right now, I just want to thank Excel for being in the chat this early. I want you to know, if you're under the sound of my voice, please call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And a big, 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 big extraordinary thank you to each and every one of you, my supporters and listeners. You made me proud. I tell you, the show I did prior to going on vacation, when I came back and I look, that show had over 1,500 downloads. So I know, although I was not on live, you guys were still supporting me by downloading from the archive and listening. And I came back and I did a show this Sunday, and already we have in excess of 200 downloads. So I am super, super, super charged, and I feel blessed to have each and every one of you as my supporters and followers. So again, the number you can join me with this morning is by calling is 646-915-8166. However, you know, while I was in Jamaica, and one morning I was out with my son in the car, and I was listening to one of the radio stations. I think it's called Irie 21 or something. And I heard the most hilarious thing. And I want to share that with you this morning, because I think it is safe to say not only Jamaicans, but I think here we ladies would say men in America. And here is what it says. Things that Jamaicans pay a lot of money for and refuse. Seven things that Jamaicans pay a lot of money for and refuse to use the manual. And you tell me if this is not hilarious. Here, number seven on the list is a stereo. Number six on the list is a fan. Number five on the list is a cell phone. Number four on the list is a TV. Number three on the list is a microwave or stove. Number two on the list is a fridge. And number one on the list, guys, is a pressure cooker. So I know we especially the ladies here in America, we could put so many other things on this list, and we could just go ahead and label and said things that men spend a lot of money for and refuse to use the manual. And I think top of that list here for us would be the grandfather clock. I remember a prominent person that I know bought his beautiful wife a grandfather clock, and he messed it up because he refused to read the manual on how to assemble the clock and put it together. I just thought that was so hilarious, and I wanted to share that with you this morning. So I am just so thankful that I am back here live on the air. And before I get into the meat of what I'm going to be doing today, I want to let you know that Elder Pierre Maranza will be on this Sunday evening. He had a family commitment this past Sunday, and he could not be on. So this Sunday coming up here, I think it's the 26th, he is going to be on, and we are going to be talking about failure is never final. So, you know, reserve your seat, make arrangements to be there, because if you listen to him the last time he was on, you know that he is a powerful, powerful, powerful brother. So mark your calendar for this Sunday evening with Elder Pierre Maranza, and he's going to be talking about failure is never final. All right. Sharing from the gratitude book is I'm going through all those that I missed with you up until today. I hope I have enough time to cover them all. If not, we'll pick them up the next time I'm on. And August 29th gave gratitude for grandchildren and grandmothers. And this is from Sandy Cornes. And here is what Sandy has to say. Having waited forever to finally have a grandchild, the day my son and daughter-in-law called to say we are having a baby was one of my most delightful days of unbridled joy of gratitude. I look forward to playing with my grandchild, reading stories, singing songs, laughing, learning, and loving together. There is gratitude for Skype and Facebook, as my grandchild lives in Spain and I in Portland, Oregon, eagerly viewing a video. I witnessed the deep abiding love Jason and Maria share for each other. The 9 months flew when Jason called to say that David Jacob was born. I said a silent thank you to the universe for this miracle birth and for a healthy baby. I'm in Spain holding that beautiful baby in my arms. Bliss. My heart is filled with an enduring love for my first grandchild. David Jacob, now 2, is an adorable, loving, bright, energetic child. He is my joy, and I am his Grammy Sandy. And Maria and Jason are pregnant again. A twice blessed miracle with twin girls. To say I am experiencing gratitude and appreciation is putting it mildly. I feel so elated. You know, there's always so much that we can give gratitude for each and every day in our lives. But sometimes we neglect to do so. I want to ask you to slow down from all the busyness in your life. Whether you're a small business owner, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a career person, whatever it is you're doing, it the busyness, I ask that you slow down and take a deep breath to show gratitude. I tell you, this happened for me while I was on vacation. I don't know how many people go on vacation and find it fitting to be in a place of worship for the first 8 days of your vacation for at least 2 to 3 hours a day. However, I was led to do that while I was on vacation in Jamaica, purely by accident, if you may. I stumbled up on a church next to the dentist's office where I was visiting with my son. And I was given a newsletter by one of the pastors. At the time, I didn't realize this young person was one of the pastors, because he was an extremely young man. And he handed me one of the newsletters. I took it home, read it, and realized I ought to go back and visit them. Talk about anointing. Talk about the power of God moving in there. And, you know, one day, when I went to the 10 o'clock service, at the end of the 10 o'clock service, the Spirit said to me to go to country. Country is the rural part where I was born and raised. So when my son came to pick me up, I told him I was going to the country. And we proceeded to drive to the country. I showed him my roots, and for those of you who have access to my Facebook page, you can look at the pictures, and you will see pictures there. You'll see a dirt road. You'll see a path where two white cars are now parked, which used to be the little trail that I used to walk to go to my house up in the hills. And I took my son and I showed him all these humble beginnings. After we were through there, I proceeded to show him my route by foot to church and to school. And then we drove up to my school. And speak about gratitude. As I looked on my humble beginnings, I gave thanks to God for all those teachers who had helped me in that little school building. I saw still standing there the canteen that cooked the lunches that I ate many, many, many days. Yes, the canteen is now renovated. It has a new roof. The school was renovated, has a new roof. The horse shed was converted into a preschool for the little ones. And there was another small building. I think it has a couple of extra classrooms in it now. However, my class is still in the same building, in that same old building when I was a child. And now I'm telling you, listeners, I am not a young person. I am in my 60s. So for me to go back and see that, I was sent there on a mission. So from the preschool up to the, in Jamaica they call it big school, is we have, there are 65 students in the bigger school, which the school that start, the preschool is 3, and they go up to age 13 in that school. So in the preschool we have 20 kids, and in the upper age school, which you could call the elementary, is 65 students. So we are talking about approximately 100 students that attend the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. I tell you, I went there and it touched my heart and it warmed my heart when a young woman I knew as a child walked out, and she is now the principal of the school. She has committed to those children and she's been teaching there for over 30 years. She shared with me, I went away to college, I went away to university, I've went away many different times to better myself with the intention not to come back. And at the end, here I am back here at this school. I know that God has me here for a reason. She says, I've built a home in Black River, which is miles away, but yet I come back here to work every day. But she says, with all of that, there is a pressing problem here. And I said, what is that? She says, the children are hungry coming to school in the morning. They are not having breakfast. Listen, listeners, you and I know the importance of breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It sets the stage of the energy we will have as working people. It set the stage for children who are going to school, college, university to learn. That is of utmost importance. Yet, the children at the Carmel Moravian School are going to school hungry, expecting to learn. When she said that, it brought tears to my heart. However, the Spirit affirmed to me that that was the reason I was sent there on that day. I looked Miss Richards in her eyes and I said to her, "You know, I'm not rich. I don't have a lot of money," I said to her. "However, I know someone that has a lot of money. And that someone, ladies and gentlemen, is the Lord. Because I know I have favor." Capital F-A-V-O-R. I have favor with the Lord. And I know that I was sent there for that reason. I have committed to her to start a breakfast program for the approximately 100 students ranging from ages 3 to 13. I have committed to putting a nutritious breakfast in the stomach of these children 5 days a week so that they can learn. They are getting lunch there, but there is no breakfast. I need your support and your commitment in helping me do so. The plan is to have this breakfast program as a nonprofit organization. We are looking for donations. We are looking for people who will support us in many ways. People who are ready to go down on location to help us get this off, up and running. And we can take pictures and come back and put it on the website. However, we are not going to wait to have the website up and to have the organization being formed. We want to start to put food in their stomachs now. The children are hungry now. Let us start feeding them and then form the organization. I am asking you. I am begging you. Help me to get this breakfast program up. You can call me here at 646-915-8166. You can email me at dynamicdaphne@aol.com. You can also email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. If you look on Facebook, you will see the breakfast program being created there as an event where you can click on the link and it will take you directly to PayPal where you can donate whatever your heart puts forward for you to donate. We did not put a specific amount there because every little bit helps. So we want you to go there. We want you to click on the link and put in your donation so that we can start in a few weeks. We can start to feed those children. There are other things beside the food. We will need to buy produce that are locally grown so that they can get a healthy breakfast. We are not looking to give them a lot of sugar and those stuff because we don't want them to go in the classroom and to be too hyper and to be falling asleep. We want them to be alert. So we are looking to give them fresh foods for the breakfast. We want to give them a fresh, healthy breakfast. We also will need to hire a cook for the breakfast program. I was told by the principal that the cooks get pay every fortnight, every 2 weeks. So we will need to get somebody who will commit to put in some money towards paying the cook. You don't have to be concerned if the money is going to go to the right place, because we will be going there and we will be setting it up and we will be monitoring and managing it from here, although we are going to have local people. But the monies will be only disbursed to people who have delivered produce or does a job, and that we will arrange with a bank that will pay them directly when they invoice, and we confirm that that the services or produce were delivered. The other thing, I know there is a system out there that a lot of daycare centers are using to monitor. Parents can monitor what's going on with their children from a remote location. If there is someone who knows about that system and you know, how you can get set up with that, I would love to hear that, because I would love for donors to be able to visit the site when we get the site up and running, and to be able to see what is taking place right down there in Jamaica with your donation dollars towards the breakfast program. All right. So again, I need your support. Call me in 646-915-8166 and let us talk about how you can help me get this done. August 30th from the Gratitude book reads, "A grateful woman. Surround yourself with only people who are going to lift you higher," is a quote by Oprah Winfrey. "Every day I'm surrounded by such people, and most of them happen to be women. I am part of 3 generations of women living under one roof. Most of my friends are women. My doctor is a woman. My whole career focuses on the success of women. How lucky am I? Women are amazing human beings who are strong yet sensitive, powerful yet caring, smart and independent, yet willing to ask for directions when they are lost. My 84-year-old mother and my wonderful daughter, Mary, are 2 of these amazing women who, along with all of the women who touch my life daily, have pushed me farther, supported and encouraged me and my dreams, and continue each day to lift me higher than I ever thought possible." This was written by Diane Atkins. August 31st reads, "All the little things. As a breast cancer survivor of 21 years, I am grateful and proud just to be alive. I have fought the dreaded monster and came away victorious. I am so fortunate to be able to watch my grown children as they navigate their way in the real world, finding success in their careers and relationships. I am grateful. To light a candle, hear Christmas carols, travel, smell my roses, read a terrific book, spend time by my beloved ocean watching my yellow lab chase her ball in the waves. To have my best friend and husband of 32 years beside me each and every day as we continue our amazing journey together. To admire the stars at night, watch new movies, cook a delicious dinner, walk in the rain, meet a friend for lunch, listen to my favorite music, write, laugh, and go to 49ers and Giant games. To try a new wine, have a barbecue, be there for my friends, walk on the Golden Gate Bridge, clean out my closets, and dance. It's the little things that make life a joy. The things we forget to get to enjoy and appreciate. I am grateful just to be alive and cherish all the little things. This was done by Mary Armstrong Hines. Gratitude is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent of all the others. September 1st, ice cream cone. May all who come behind us find us faithful. A hug, a well-timed card, a gift. Even an ice cream cone can remind us of our authentic self, especially if you are adrift. A young woman, very pregnant, lacked even enough money for basic necessities. She no longer could afford that special shampoo that made her hair shiny and full of bounce. But putting food on the table was a struggle. Pam wished the hand-me-down maternity clothes fit better. Then her former youth director asked her to go for a treat. She didn't know whether to be embarrassed or excited. She chose the latter. Navigating this new city felt so much easier in a car. Pam slowly licked the Dairy Mart ice cream cone, savoring each taste, a taste of something simple. A taste of acceptance, a taste of memories, and a taste of hope slipped over her tongue. The visit, the treat, the gentle reminder anchored Pam, who knew ice cream could have so many flavors. Express gratefulness for those who cheer you forward. Intentionally find someone for whom to cheer. Celebrate with an ice cream cone. Margaret J. Holmes. Yes, the little things in life. September 2nd. Happy New Year. I love September. There, I've said it. While others dread the start of September, I simply love it and always have. I started school at 4 and been in school ever since, still attending and presenting seminars and trainings today. September has always meant a fresh start, new beginning, and a whole new year ahead, like a blank whiteboard of possibilities. I'm so grateful to my parents who paid for my schooling and instilled education's importance, and to my godfather who lived with us. I can still hear his voice reading me stories over and over until I memorize them and learn to read them on my own. The books of my childhood are as clear to me as what I had for breakfast today. At 21, I drove across country to California with my mother's words echoing in the background. Leaving without family, friends, or funds can only lead to debt, disappointment, and disaster. Thank goodness I didn't listen. On a strange, rainy September 1st, a year later, I met the man who would become my partner on life's journey, my husband, and the father of our daughter. And at every September's beginning, I think how truly grateful I am. Dr. Sue Sweeney Kum. September 3rd, the dedication of others. The summer after ninth grade, my classmate George Young broke his neck in a diving accident, leaving him paralyzed from the chest down. At 15 years, he was still equipped to face life in a wheelchair. His happy-go-lucky demeanor soon turned into anger and bitterness. But the love and perseverance of his family, friends, and classmates never yawned, and by our junior year, George was back in school. It was the early 70s before public buildings were equipped to handle wheelchairs. So George had to be carried up and down the stairs. It was then that he saw how the dedication of others made it possible for him to truly experience life. His negative outlook turned into gratitude, and he dedicated his life to being a giver instead of a taker. George Kanulu Young went on to earn his PhD and become an honored professor of Hawaiian Studies at the University of Hawaii, positively affecting the lives and careers of hundreds of students. Quadriplegics usually don't live longer than 20 years. George told me many times that he was blessed to have lived such a long, fruitful life. He died on September the 1st, 2008, at the age of 54. Benson Medina. Thank you, Benson, so very much for sharing this empowering story. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing. The only thing that is impossible is that thing that you have not yet pursued and you have given up on. But remember, every day that we wake up and every day that we open our eyes, we ought to realize how much favor we have. We have favor with God. We have favor with man. There are so many favors that we have, and we leave them hanging around there, and we are not claiming our favors. And I know I'm no exceptional, because there are many favors that I ought to grab hold of, and I leave them hanging there. But I am ready. I'm recommitting myself to utilize each and every favor that I have with man and also with God. And you can do the same. I'm not here preaching this morning, but I know it is very important for us to realize that there's so much out there for us. And instead of embracing and taking control of that which is there for us, resources, miracles, there are many things out there that we are leaving untouched. Just as I have examined myself while I was on vacation, I suggest that you do the same. Examine your life. Take a stock of inventory of where you are, what you have been doing, what you have been leaving to get stagnated. Take a look and make the decision to change those things that you are not comfortable with. September 4th, my gratitude cup runneth over. I am grateful for my loving mom and dad, who are so there for each other and for all of us. They inspire us all. I am grateful for my sister and brother, because we are so close and connected. I am especially grateful for my adoring wife and my own amazing and talented sons. They are my everything as we journey together through life. I am grateful for my 30 wonderful years as a science teacher, and for Facebook, which helps me stay in touch with many of my friends and former students. I am grateful for all of the magic moments with class that made my teaching career so much more fulfilling and successful. I am grateful for the relatives who came before us, and I am so glad that we still connect with them through love, respect, tradition, and appreciation. I am grateful for all of the humans who help to spread healing, wisdom, and joy across the planet. I am grateful that books like this can be written to inspire others to be grateful also. And, oh yes, I am grateful for our dogs who complete our family in a circle. Peter Sushman. You know, there is so much. There is so much that we have. And yet we sit around and we complain and we say we don't do this and we don't do that, instead of showing gratitude for that which we have.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At superfastlinkbuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. Superfastlinkbuilding.com.
And while we are at it about subscribing, I want to encourage you to visit me on Facebook and subscribe. I have the A New Day radio show. I have the A New Day TV show. Plus, I have my personal coaching page there. Please stop by and subscribe and show me some love. And also, look for the event of the breakfast feeding program. And click on the PayPal link and give us a little something. If you can give $1, give it. If you can give 50 cents, give it. Whatever you can give, give it, because every little bit will add up. Every little bit will help us to put some food in these children's stomachs. So I encourage you to support me. Again, you can message me right here on the radio site. You can send me a message. Or if you want to send me an email, dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com or dynamicdaphne@aol.com. I want you to support me in this. I want to play a song here of a friend, Bethany Shemid, and it is More. I need more of your support. Listen, guys, this is the first time that I've ever asked you for anything. Please support me on this project. Oh, Yes, that's Sister Bethany Schmidt. What a glorious angelic voice. I just love that lady. I love her. I love her. I love her. If you are just joining me, yes, I am back from vacation. I had a good time. I did some zip lining. I did some horseback riding. Can you imagine being in Jamaica and only went to the beach one day? Went to the beach one day in Negril, but I tell you, God had me working busy. I know I wasn't there for fun and relaxation. So although I came back up supercharged and excited about all the things that God has called me to do there with the breakfast program, it's the beginning. And, you know, as we continue to work on this, I know there's other aspect that he want me to do that. So, I mean, check out my Facebook page. You'll see the information there. Give me what you can. Is it a dollar? Is it 50 cents? Whatever you can do, I want for you to contribute to the cause and help me. Help me, help me, help me to put some food in these children's stomach. And yes, once we have enough money to start feeding these 100 children 5 days a week, so that's 500 breakfasts approximately a week we are looking at, I'm going to need some physical bodies to go down to Jamaica with me to launch this program and set it up and get it going. So, hey, you might be one of those people. It doesn't cost a lot to pay to go to Jamaica. So you might be one of those people who said, hey, I want to go down there and help Daphne and the team get this up. So I am depending on you. I am depending on you for that. So I'm really, really hoping to see you all with your generosity help me to get this project up and running. Again, it's the breakfast program at the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland. That's where I got my education in the early years. And it is my time to give back. It is my time to visit there and let the children see that never give up on yourself, because even when you have the rough beginnings, God never give up on us. He sticks by us and we can become that which we are created to be. So I just want to thank you for your support in advance. September 5th, from the Gratitude Book, My Prince Charming. Woo! I am grateful for my husband of 36 years. In 1975, we were considered the couple least likely to succeed. He was 21 and I was 15. We were young and in love. At least as much as we knew of love. The first few years were filled with lots of ups and downs. At one point, we almost lost our precious relationship. But God had other plans. He got us back on track. Gradually, we learned how to honor, respect, and build each other up. My husband's amazing character shines through more and more each passing year. I call him my prince. What else would I call the man who leaves me a love note almost every day and works faithfully to support me in every way? The man who is a loving and kind friend, a lover and a soulmate. A man who is honorable, sensitive and smart. Who makes me laugh and is always willing to help. A man who would move heaven and earth to see me happy. Who has always considered my well-being and that of our children before his own. Yes, he is my Prince Charming, and I thank God for him. Kathleen Ellis, thank you so much for sharing that story. September the 6th, grateful for the internet. What a marvelous invention. With a click, the world is at my fingertips. I can do a research project without having to go to the library or a bookstore. I can instantly get directions or phone numbers. I can attend classes, take part in web conferences, or even conduct business in all comfortable clothes with a coat or a dog sleeping at my feet. Better yet, I can entertain myself. I can download a new book, watch, catch up on the news, find recipes, or shop for anything, anytime, day or night. Best of all, the internet allows me to stay in touch with families and friends who are scattered across the country. In an instant, we can share photos, movies, laughs, and sometimes tears. The internet had made it easier to remain in close contact with people I cherished the most. For this, I am grateful. Karen Paris. September the 7th, the gift of love. On my daily walk, there is a set of trees that formed a perfectly shaped heart by the way each limb and leaf perfectly connect to the other. This visible wonderment reminds me to embrace and celebrate love in all areas of my life. Love that I have for my kids, my family, my closest friends, and my favorite things. Love that fills me when I journal, pray, or meditate. Love that overwhelms me when I help others to remember the dear departed. Even more powerful is the gift of self-love, to confidently be the best version of myself I can be. Letting love conquer my fears, promote forgiveness and give me with a grateful spirit. I believe love comes as an opportunity with endless possibilities. I can focus on the negative aspects of my life, or I can rechannel my energy into good and loving thoughts. Without question, I surrender to love because it's the most positive force I know that enables God to shine His light upon me. This love has allowed me to rise above adversity and step into my greatness. I appreciate my ability to give love freely. And although I am no saint, I am at peace knowing love always wins. Isn't that powerful? I have two more of Bethany's song that I'm going to play. I want to now play Mama for you. I want to welcome guest 502 to the show. Yes, that was the song that Bethany Schmidt wrote for her mother when she was sick. I want to welcome guest 540 to the show, guest 502, guest 523 to the show, and yeah, and that's it. 646-915-8166. I want to also welcome guest 546 to the show. Thank you for joining us. The number is 646-915-8166. If you have any questions or any feedback about the show, 646-915-8166. You can please call in to the show. And I want to ask you for your support in the breakfast feeding program. You can check out the event on Facebook. It is the breakfast feeding program that I am committing to get started at my old school in Jamaica, West Indies. So, guest 546, let me know if you're hearing me. Just type yes, no. Let me know if you have any questions. And you can feel free to call me if you want me to answer any questions about the breakfast feeding program for you. Let me know if it's the first time you're joining the show. If it is your first time, please mark the show favorite. Follow me on the radio side. Follow me on Facebook so you can be kept fully informed of all the amazing things God has me doing. So now I want to share one more thing about gratitude, remembering, and dancing. I am grateful for the internet, YouTube, and website that let you download one song at a time. When I search for the top 100 songs popular in a year of junior high or high school and created a playlist of the songs I listened to most, all of the memories come rushing back and the junior high juices start to flow again. In addition to all of the great songs that have been remixed in recent years, there were the ones that remain treasured in their time. Who could ever forget Leafy Garnett? Don't even know who that was. I Was Made for Dancing. Kynock, My Sharana. Andy Gibbs and Everlasting Love. Nicole Larson, Lotta Love. Sean Cassidy, Hey Deanie. SOS Band, Take Your Time, Do It Right. Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You. Who Feels Like Dancing? And of course, the author for that submission is anonymous. However, grace is another gratitude piece. On September 9, 2011, I joined the ranks of that elite society of women known as grandmother, affectionately called Grandma, Jima, Grammy, or Nana. To be honored, to be honest, I was not prepared for it. I quietly prayed and thanked God for them. I even wrote love sonnets and poems for them, and I smiled and laughed at the grammar conversations I had with those who had already been christened as such. I generally accepted the excitement that come when I share my granddaughter was crying, was carrying twins. She was following in her mother's footsteps, they said. I'm silent. In silent appreciation, I say how proud these grandparents were. But still, I felt this was my daughter's time of exaltation. This amazing grace was hers alone. Then Trinity and Nayla came to us. I again marveled at the art of perfection, how exquisitely God made them. Their beauty surpassed everything I had ever known. Even the angelic faces of my own, I knew no words to say, nothing. I could express my joy. This honor brings a source of light and life in our being. I only ask for the grace to be what they need. I am so thankful, so grateful to be a grandmother. Linda C. Shaw. September 10th, the gift of hours. There was no way to know that I would find a piece of myself in helping someone else reach her own goals in 2011. Aunt Regina had gone through a series of surgeries to eliminate horrific back pain. The result was nerve damaging, weakening one leg. Each time she fought her way through the physical therapy, some complications would arise and she would be right back where she started. She spent more than a year and a half dividing her time between hospitals and nursing homes. For a woman who previously led an active life, her outlook had become bleak. I couldn't bear to see her spend her days alone, trapped in a bed or a wheelchair, so I sat with her as many days as possible. I witnessed real courage as I watched my aunt's unyielding efforts to regain the use of her leg. Now that she has progressed to her own home in a wheelchair, I help her with simple tasks around the house. How do I express the depth of my love and admiration for Aunt Regina, or the gift of growing closer to her? I am very grateful for the hours we have spent together laughing and celebrating life. September the 11th. Today is the day to not only recognize the heroes lost and those who survive, but to truly see the heroes in our everyday lives. Be grateful for the heroes all around us, the child who offers a hand to a frightened first grader, the CEO who chooses employees over profit, the mother who gives up something for herself in order to give to others, The father who has great pride in his family, and the teacher who arrives inspires to serve others. Take this day as your personal challenge to be your own hero, to be curious and committed to run in the face of your biggest challenge. Even if you can't see where you are going, run toward the biggest goals and trust that your brilliance will light the way, that the air will clear for your passage, and that what you need will be there just when you need to reach for it. Just as we are grateful for the bravery witnessed in 9/11/2001, use the gratitude to propel you to take your first step into the unknown, to discover the hero in you. Lady Payne 411, good morning, and I am wonderful. Thank you for joining me this morning. And I am not sure whether you had visited my Facebook page, and if you saw that I'm looking for everybody's help and donation to help me get the breakfast program up and going. I just put the link there in the chat. Lady Payne 411. And if you have a minute and you want to call in and ask any question about the project, I would be more than happy to answer. So again, I thank you for calling in. And if you are listening and you want more information on the breakfast program, just call in 646-915-8166. And the breakfast program of which I speak is at my old school in Jamaica, West Indies. I know this Wednesday segment is for entrepreneurs and small business people. And I'm looking for you to give whatever little you can. I have never asked you for any support before, but I'm asking you today. My show focuses on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people, Lady Payne 411, on Wednesday. I was off on vacation, and I just came back this past weekend. On I have two shows each week. The one on Wednesday focuses on what I've just said. Then the one on Sunday deals with life stories, adversities, or any other empowering issues that is going on in one's life. This coming Sunday, I will have a guest, a gentleman by the name of Elder Pierre Moranza. He was on the show approximately a month ago. And this Sunday, Lady Payne 411, we will be discussing Failure is Never Final. And the show on Sunday is at 7 p.m. So 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So did that answer your question, Lady Payne? Please type and let me know whether I answered your question, because you wanted to know what my show was about. Were you just referring to today's episode or overall about the shows that I conduct? Just please type and let me know. I'm here to serve you and to answer. Okay, she logged out. Okay, so I guess that's not what she is looking for. But if you go to all of the archives that are there, you will be able to feast your eyes on all the things that I've talked about over the time. One more of Bethany Smith's song. Are just joining me. I didn't have a guest on today. I was talking about the breakfast program that I am looking for your support and help and money in establishing in Jamaica, West Indies at the Carmel Moravian School. That's my old school. I need your help to put some food in the stomach of these children. So visit my Facebook page, click on the link there on the event breakfast feeding program. Give me what you can. Every little bit helps. Every dollar helps. We have 100 kids in both the preschool and the elementary school. That means we need to provide 500 breakfasts every week. Let us help these children to learn. We all know the importance of the first meal of the day. September 12th, because they are hard. This is an excerpt from John F. Kenneth is inspiring, put a man on the moon speech given September 1962 in Houston, Texas. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept. We are willing to postpone, and one which we intend to win, and the others too. Many years ago, the great British explorer George Mallory, who was to die on Mount Everest, was asked why did he want to climb it. He said, because it is there. Well, space is there, and we are going to climb it. And the moon and the planners are there, and new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has embarked. Yes, because it is hard. And, you know, maybe someone is listening and saying, providing 500 breakfasts every week at that elementary school is hard. But I know that God's blessing and favor is on that. And for that reason, each and every child will be fed. Each and every child will learn. So I want to encourage you to be part of history. Be one of the first to call me right now, 646-915-8166, and make your commitment live on the air what you're willing to do. Get your name on the list. If you are willing to go to Jamaica with me to set the program up and to serve those first set of breakfast so we can get pictures for our website and for documentation, are you willing to give some money to begin to make preparation? We want to give the kids fresh breakfast 5 days a week. They are getting lunch right now, but we want to set their pace for the day. We want to give them fresh breakfast. Fresh as it comes. We want to do that. So, call me, 646-915-8166. Message me on Facebook or message me right here on the radio show. My emails are dynamicdaphne@aol.com, dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. Let me hear from you guys. I have a lot of followers here. Show me that you are passionate and that you support the things that I am called to do. I need your financial support. I need your personal support. I need website. I need committed board members. I need someone who can help with the paperwork for putting together the nonprofit organization. I need all of those things. I need monies that will help us to be able to travel to Jamaica and to be able to get transportation when we are there. We need it all. And I know that all of you out there can help and support me. Making fun of mother. I have a folder and I am not afraid to use it. That was the adorable proclamation from my little son, Eddie. one of so many hilarious things he came up with even as a boy. It's hard to believe this same boy just turned 16 this week and is about ready to drive. It seems like it was just yesterday when I changed his diaper. Did I just say that? I used to make fun of my own mother for making corny statements like that. Speaking of things I made fun of my mother for, I used to think it was so goofy how she would cry at events like my graduation. Yet now, I recall the plays and graduations I sat through bawling the entire time. So did she, of course, just saying. As a kid, I had no way of knowing what a gift it would be to enjoy those precious moments as a mother. Eddie doesn't get it either at this point, but as sensitive as he always been, someday I know he will. Sentimentality isn't only limited to moms. Thanks, Nicole, for sharing that. Yes, daddies and men cry too. September 14th for Colin, Claire, and Laura. My mentor, Jack Canfield, says gratitude is a joyful and selfless expression of thankfulness from within. I am deeply grateful for my three wonderful children. I have a sincere, heartfelt love, appreciation, and gratitude for who they really are. For each of them, attaining the age of three, it seems clear to me how each would progress on their journeys throughout life. My son has always had a knack for thinking about exactly what is needed and wanted. Colin Peter thinks this way through life. Now he thinks about research to provide business with products. My eldest daughter has always worked diligently, whatever the task. Claire Louise works her way through life. Now she works to improve the way business evolves. My youngest child has always been photogenic. Laura Catherine is the one with flair. She is improving the way businesses present themselves to the world. There is no finer legacy than to have made a positive and lasting difference in the world. I get to watch it being done before my thankful eyes for these three magnificent souls. Thank you, Colin Peter, Claire Louise, and Laura Catherine, for the positive and lasting difference that you make in the world. Ron West, thanks for sharing your legacy with the rest of the world. September the 15th. Gratitude is attitude. I'm absolutely grateful for the life I give myself and for the choice I have made. If I fail, it is my failure to learn from. For that I am blessed, using my knowledge and my skills daily to build momentum in my life. I feel grateful for having the courage to take on new physical challenges. A, 50K, 100K, whatever. I love tackling new challenges. This is my journey. This is my life. Simple things I am thankful for in no particular order. My wife, my view of Mount Hood, a taste of fall, walking to our Saturday farmers market, a good book, good conversation, my family, my friends, trail running, walking barefoot in the sand, reflecting off the river. Gratitude is the best attitude. Michael Flamier. September the 16th. Thankful for my education. I am grateful for other things, people, and experiences. One that I am eternally grateful for is my education. I think too often we take education for granted because children assume that going to school is the norm. As an adult, I have come to appreciate my education so much because it is my choice to learn. I served years in the military, and at the start of my enlistment, I invested in the Montgomery GI Bill. The GI Bill has made education possible for me and has put me through 4 years of college, and that alone, I am immensely grateful. As a child, I never realized just how important all this knowledge would be. Now I am extremely proud when I have the opportunity to use what I have learned to carry on a conversation. I find myself getting excited when I hear references made on television that not everyone would understand. But I do because I learned it in college. Knowledge is a powerful thing. I will forever be grateful for my educational experience and the teachers who have inspired me to continue learning. Sarah Jennings. September 17th. Those who come before, those who came before. I'm grateful for family members I've never met, but ones who came before. One of the Polish traditions of Kozak is goat herder. I can see in my mind's eye my ancestor tending the farm animals in Poland and dreaming of something more than themselves and their families. I honor my great-grandfathers from both sides who made the decision to thrive for a better life in America, not knowing what they would face. They showed great courage in taking a chance to go further forward and pursue their dream. Arriving in New York City and not speak English, they most likely found themselves full of apprehension and acceleration in this new land of opportunity, not afraid of hard labor. These personal heroes of mine, men and women alike, did what it took to make a life here, from working in coal mines country to taking dangerous jobs on the railroad and raising before the sun to farm rocky land. I believe they did it while keeping a sense of humor along the way, and sense of humor being one of the most precious gifts they pass on to me. Oh, how lovely, Donna. Lovely, lovely, lovely. September the 18th. My daily gratitude and success habit. Life has ups and downs, and I can get a feeling down, unfrustrated when I'm not achieving all my goals. I have listened to inspirational CDs and read inspirational books, and their common theme is having an attitude of gratitude every day, regardless of your circumstances or feelings. I have started a new habit of being grateful every day, and I now visualize a minimum of 5 things I'm grateful for each morning and night. I use the phrase, "I am so happy and grateful," before each of them. I'm so happy and grateful for my home. I am so happy and grateful for my health. I am so happy and grateful for my cats. I am so happy and grateful for having fun at the family reunion. I'm so happy and grateful for spending time with my loving friends. I have also started a gratitude and success achievement journal. I write down a minimum of 5 items per day that I'm grateful for, and 3 things that were success or achieved for me. Success can be things like, I completed my gratitude story, compiled some homework for a course, finding my MP3 player. My daily gratitude success habits help me keep focus on the positive things in life, especially when I've suffered a failure or a disappointment. And thank God we have made it up to date, September the 19th. I am grateful for the people in my life, and yes, I am. I am grateful for the wonderful people in my life. I am grateful for my father, who taught me the value of hard work and integrity. My mother, who showed me what lovingness is. My sister, who continually demonstrate how to live a godly life. My brother, who always believes I am better than I believe I am. For my daughter, who is an amazing, brilliant, and beautiful young woman. For my husband, who is the love of my life, my best friend, and the most amazing person I have ever known. Most of all, I am grateful to God for making some of the most wonderful people in the world a part of my life. Thank you, Teresa M., for sharing that. And we will continue with 20th, September 20th, on the next show. I hope that you have enjoyed me sharing those steps of gratitude that you can use in your life. And I am happy that I am back. I am excited about the project that I'm working on. And I look forward to hearing from you, please, by all means, I'm asking you to reach out. Help me. Help me make this happen. Help me make this happen. I know I have favor. I'm claiming favor. I'm confessing favor on the Breakfast Feeding Project. I need your support. I need you to step up and help me make this happen. I cannot do it alone, but together you and I can make this happen. Together you and I will put foods in the stomach of these children. You and I can put together our resources. You and I can change the lives of these children. You and I can make sure these children soar to higher heights, because they will be going into the classroom and they will be ready to learn. I remember what it was like for me when I was in that same school. There are lots of days too that I did not have a proper breakfast. But that was then. Now is now. It's so many decades later. So help me make a difference in these children's lives. Visit the event on Facebook, the Breakfast Feeding Program on Facebook. There is a PayPal link there that you can click on to make your donation. I did not state how much you need to donate, because every little bit helps. Whatever you can give, I want you to go there, and I want you to do that for the children at the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland. I tell you, I was so thankful that I was able to go back to my humble beginning. I never did forget it. However, I went back, and it helps me to cement and keep things in perspective of how blessed I am. I looked up that little path that I used to come down, that little trail, and I said to my son, when I was a child walking down there, it was not wide enough to put a car. I noticed that cars were now parked there. It was a tiny little path. But now, cars are there. People are driving cars now in the district. People have electricity. People have cell phones. And I want to make sure that the young children have a nutritional, healthy life. I know that I spoke to one lady who is talking about making a difference in the water that the children drink. Another lady called me to let me know she have a wellness program for the little preschoolers, and she is thinking of incorporating that in all of that. So God is speaking to the hearts of his people. God is working on your heart. And listen, it doesn't matter what he tells you to do. Call me up. You know, reach out to me. Let me know what you are thinking. You know, together we can celebrate what God is doing in the lives of these children. Remember, my email is dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com or DynamicDaphne@AOL.com. You can message me on Facebook. You know, write it on my wall. Write it in a private message to me. You can call me here anytime on the radio show, 646-915-8166. Or you can call my number, 860-355-9838. Call me. Talk to me about it. Let me know what you can help me to accomplish. You can go on my pictures on Facebook and you can look and you can see the building there on the radio side today. If you click on that in the pictures that's rotating, you will see a picture of my church. You will also see a picture of my school canteen there. Again, guys, I know I'm repeating myself, but I need your financial support. I need your physical support, whatever it is. If you are a contractor, if you are a builder, I need your help, because the long-range goal is to get a cafeteria for those children so they don't have to take their food in the classroom to eat. They can sit in their cafeteria and have a nice fellowship with their fellow students and enjoy a beautiful, beautiful, delicious, nutritious breakfast and meal. I know that nothing is impossible with God. I know that this project is just a tip in the bucket for God. He has all the resource that is so needed for me to get this breakfast program up. I am at the front of the line. And as I look back with my spiritual eyes, I see thousands of you. I tell you, even from Spain, someone sent me a message asking, how can someone in Spain donate to this cause? I thank you, my brother, for that message and for that inquiry. And everyone can donate by going to the PayPal button there, or if you want to send me a message and I can send you my mailing address if you want to mail a check. I am open to receiving all the donation that you can do to help me. Yes, it will be a non-profit. Yes, it will get website, but in the meantime, let's get some food in the stomach of these children. Again, on this Sunday evening at 7 p.m., my honored, distinguished guest will be the amazing prophet, songwriter, composer, minister, just an all-round amazing speaker, Elder Pierre Maranza. And he's going to be on. Our conversation will be, failure is never final. Because I know in this life, there are so many people that's telling us we can't do this and we can't do that. So he's going to show you why failure is never final. I know a lady here in New Milford heard him, when he was on with me a few weeks ago. And she know that he was supposed to be on this Sunday, and I think her internet was down or something. So she called me devastated that she had missed the show. So I showed her, I told her, no, you did not miss it, because Elder Pierre Maranza will be on this Sunday evening at 7 p.m., the brother and I will be rocking and rolling. We are going to be just rocking and rolling, and we hope that you will join us. Again, I thank you all for supporting me by downloading all the archives and everything while I was away. And I just want to thank you all for your continuous support in everything that I do. But I want for you to now step up to the plate and show me what you got with this breakfast program. Let us do it now. Let us do it now. Let us not wait for everything else to happen. Because right now the children are hungry and I'm depending on you to help me put food in their stomach. Remember, each and every one of us is called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone or any situation to take you off that chosen path. Know that you have favor with God. You have favor with man. You just need to claim it. Love you and walk good till me see you again.
Tonight. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and